see number for the record.
Chair Jeffrey Allen Jones, 096853.
Mr. Jones, you're appearing for Arizona Board of Executive Diplomacy for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation on your warrant. And based on information that we have, you was notified of this hearing back on September the 29th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir, I do.
And on there it stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. Therefore, may I assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon, sir?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
And as you can see, there are three board members participating in your hearing today, and they are, to my left, that is the Honorable Mr. David Neal, to my right, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair. The gentleman that you should be able to see now, the Honorable Mr. Oliveri, and Mr. Oliveri is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Jones and Mr. Oliveri, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. As I indicated, Mr. Jones, you have one allegation on your warrant. I am going to read it, and once I read it, would you tell me whether it is true or false? And it reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 1140 East 5th Avenue in Mesa, Arizona, on or about July 13, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was suspended from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true, sir.
Thank you so much, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Jones, I'm going to move to find that he's in violation of the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
A unanimous determination of the board, you have been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now we're going into phase two of your hearing. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. We're going to ask you to remain quiet, and after we receive this information, the board will make its determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your supervision. So now we're going to request Mr. Oliveri to please give us some information on Mr. Jones. Mr. Oliveri, sir.
Offender Jones was released from the Department of Corrections on March 21st of 2017. He was arrested on September 10th of 2017 by Mesa PD on a responder warrant only. Returned back to DOC custody that same day. He has 59 days abscond. His projected supervision end date will be on June 18th of 2018. Graduation, 2010. Schemes and artifacts, 6 years. Prior convictions, 2001. Narcotic drug violation, 1 year. 2002, fraudulent schemes and artifacts, 3 years. And in 2009, fraudulent schemes and artifacts, 4 years, 6 months. The offender has two terms with ADC. CU and IR scores are a 2-1, mental health score is a 1, and his substance abuse score is a 3. There's no STG gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 1993. He was an ISC transfer from Texas. He completed 4 months. And in 2005, TIS release, absconder, 259 days, revoked by the BOEC. The offender has a minimal disciplinary history with drugs noted. Other arrest, 1980, burglary, second degree, California juvenile detention. 1990, dangerous drug violation, Texas felony conviction, probation. 2001, burglary, third degree, Utah felony conviction, probation. And also in 2001, theft, Utah, guilty, other sanction. His community risk level is a G4 or B4.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Oliveri. And Mr. John, we're back to you, sir. It seems that when you were released, you were to reside at the Solutions, and that would be in Phoenix, and then you ended up at Coppapelli over in Mesa, and then you left where? Without permission from your PO, and but you ended up at the Maricopa, I guess that's the Mesa Regional Parole Office, and there you ended up was at that residence that we mentioned earlier at 1140 East 5th Avenue there in Mesa, Arizona. And then you left that residence and you just kind of disappeared. And here we are talking with you today. When you were there with Ms. Pollock, now who's Ms. Pollock? Is that,
She's a family friend, Your Honor.
Okay, so you spent time there, and why did you leave her residence, sir?
Well, I have a little statement here. Do you mind if I read it to the board?
Oh, you're welcome to read it, sir. This is your hearing.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right. I was wrong for leaving Ms. Pollard's house without telling my parole officer. Ms. Pollard was in financial difficulty. She was on SSD and when I realized I would be a burden, I left. I had a pretty serious bacterial infection in my right leg, was told I would need surgery in early July. Instead, I tried antibiotics, and by mid-August, I knew there was no way around surgery. I was admitted to St. Joseph's Hospital on September 1st, had surgery on September 3rd. On September 9th, I called CCO Godinez and left her a message that I would be self-surrendering the following day. Excuse me. The next morning, Sunday, September 10th, I called Mesa Police and arranged to meet them at Shapley and Broadway there in Mesa. I realize I should have asked P.O. Godinez for help by being placed somewhere else. If this board wishes to place me in any program, I will comply and finish my parole. I would appreciate a second chance, the opportunity to show I could do this. I left her house because she could barely feed herself. And I just didn't want to be a burden on her. My leg kept swelling up and going back down. And that's why I eventually had the surgery.
So, in the first place, why did you agree to reside with Ms. Pollard? I know she was a friend, family friend, but why did you decide to reside there, sir?
Well, I finished what I thought was the 90 days in the halfway house. And at Coco Pelli, I couldn't afford the rent any longer. And that was on a Friday. They told me to either pay or go. So I went to her house, and then she said, well, you can go ahead and stay here if you like. So her and I went to the parole office on Monday and spoke to Ms. Godinez, and she agreed to go ahead and let me stay there.
Okay, sir. Now, after you left the hospital, and we're sorry to hear that about your leg, and we trust that it has improved since then, but after you left the hospital, where did you reside at that time, sir?
I went to a friend of mine's house, David Fry, and I was just trying to let my leg heal up. I planned on self-surrendering the entire time, which I did on September 10th.
So you self-surrendered to the Mesa Police Department, sir?
Yes, sir. I called them and arranged for them to meet me at Safely at Broadway, and at the quick trip, they showed up about 11:30, and I self-surrendered.
Okay. And how's your leg doing now, sir, that you had the surgery that at the hospital?
Well, when I came through Alhambra, it was bandaged up pretty good. When I got here to La Paz unit, I had to be rushed to the hospital. I got here on Thursday. On Saturday, I had to be rushed to the hospital and went septic. And I had spent 3 days there on IV antibiotics, but it's doing a lot better now.
We're glad to hear that, sir. Seemed to me that, I don't know what this had to do with your illnesses or what, but on April the 27th, as well as on May the 22nd, you were positive sample for opiates. What was going on there, sir? Was this?
I was prescribed Norco for my leg, and I did bring my prescriptions in to CCO Godinez, and she approved for me to go ahead and take those. Okay. That's why I have no sanctions or anything for those.
Okay, sir. I just want to ask this, but I'm not suggesting that anything like this was happening. If this board were to release you, then where would you go this time, sir? Where would you reside?
Well, I would reside in probably, I'll try to get a Millbury halfway house. I would be willing to go to MRC, whatever it takes for you to show the board and my family that I can get out and do this.
How would you, when you go to these halfway houses, and not MRC, when you go to these halfway houses, you have to pay. So where would you get the resources to pay to be in a halfway house, sir?
Sir, I'm able to work now since my leg is all healed up. I would go immediately find a job and get to work.
Okay, sir. Okay, at this time, I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you, sir. Any questions for Mr. Jones? I don't see any other questions for you at this particular time. We're coming towards the end of your hearing, sir, and we want to give you another opportunity to make any further statement that you would like to make to the board, where the board goes into discussion and makes its decision for today. Please go ahead, Mr. Jones. Anything else you want to tell the board, sir?
I just want to let the board know if you do decide to release, I will finish this with no problems. I had no police contact when I was out there. I was not into criminal activity. I was just trying to heal myself up, and like I said, when I had the surgery, I immediately turned myself in within 6 days after having the surgery. My leg was really important to me. It was bothering me. I knew that in here I wouldn't get the attention I could do out there, so I went ahead and had the surgery. Thank you for consideration.
Okay, thank you, and please stay on the phone as now the board is going into discussion, and part of this discussion, the board will make its determination. Mr. Jones had a very interesting situation while he was out, and he was released back in March and came back in and a little more than a month ago. He moved around initially, which I do understand, and then he ended up, of course, there with Ms. Pollitt, and living conditions were not what he had expected from a financial standpoint, and otherwise, I think. But then he had this problem with his leg. He ended up in the hospital. He was excused for some. For some UAs that he had taken, but the PO, for whatever reasons, found it necessary to issue this violation for his act of changing his residence there on 1140 East Fifth Avenue, which I think that he said that he had carried the PO layout so that, or carried the owner or the person who was in on record for that to the PO, and the PO had approved it. And I guess the PO was really concerned that why I've approved this, and now he's now all of a sudden he's leaving, and therefore, and I recognize the fact of the hospital, and I sympathize with him for the hospital. I know that we all will have some situations where we have to go to the hospital, but I am not in a position, despite what I've heard today, in my mind at this particular moment. I listen to other board members to release him at this time, and as much as he did, I've scorned for those 59 days, but I am prepared to listen to other board members before making a motion.
I agree with you, Dr. Ray.
Thank you. Okay, then I'm going to move to find that Mr. Jones did violate the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had, may have lapsed into criminal ways, and as much as he absconded for some 59 days, and we sympathize with him for the hospital, but with that being said, because we have no idea what he was doing, I further move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
A unanimous determination of this board, sir, your community supervision has been revoked. You will be released on June 18th of 2018, we hope that you'll put a plan together, and we hope that your leg will continue to improve so that and be well when you get out, so you can get that employment and be that productive citizen that we know that you can become. So good luck, and your hearing is over, and please give the phone back to the CO3, sir.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir. It is, yes, sir. I don't know how to adjust it, so that's
all right. That's making sure it wasn't me.
That's Ms. Kirschbaum's job. I'm just kidding. That's not her job, but she knows how to adjust it. I don't know how to adjust this. Never attempted to. Good afternoon, sir. What is your name, sir?
Anthony Ingram.
Okay, Mr. Ingram.
Hold on 1 minute, Mr. Ingram.
Okay.